Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff, right in the heart of the nation of Wales. I'm Sarah and I'm the vicar, and it's my great pleasure to welcome you here today. It's Sunday the 21st of April and it's the fourth Sunday of Easter. Today we'll be thinking about sheep and shepherds. St John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's today, having time together with each other and with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, whether you're with us live, as it were, or on catch-up, whether you're here online, ringing in on the phone, or however you're viewing us, whenever you're viewing us, from wherever you're viewing us, you are welcome. If you choose to put your first name and location into the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we'll try to say hello to you and welcome you personally. Very occasionally, the comments don't get through, but that's generally just something to do with privacy settings. Mostly, I think we get them. And we will say hello if you want us to. Having said that, it's just fine not to check in publicly. The service will last just under 25 minutes. And if you can, please do stay with us to the end. We've got some photos which Heather took. And actually, I haven't had much of a look at. It's our annual vestry meeting day today. So I was in church for another 2 and a bit hours after the service this morning, sorting things out after our vestry meeting. And I really only had time to get home, put the photos into the little video programme, and make a little film for us and play it. So for the second week running, I'm hoping there's no holiday snaps there. But anyway, we should have some nice photos from St John's today. So who do we have online here today? First up was Ruth. Ruth says, hello, everyone. And I want to say hello back to you, Ruth. Thank you for all that you do. Heather, our assistant curate, our deacon, says, hi from Taftswell. Hope all is well with you, everybody. And indeed, indeed, we hope it is well with you all. And hello, Heather. Thank you for the photos. Laura joins us from Riverside. Prenhandar, she says. Prenhandar to you, Laura. And great to have you here. Mary joins us from Gloucester. Good afternoon, everyone. She says, good afternoon to you, Mary. And it's dry here. No rain for the last couple of days. That in itself, a bit of a minor miracle. Elaine joins us from Yorkshire. Hi, everyone. I hope you've all had a wonderful week. Love from Yorkshire. Super to have you with us as ever. And I hope everyone has had a wonderful week as well. But importantly, we hope, Elaine, that you have had a good week. Bjorn joins us from Northern Germany, Lübeck. And he says, hello, all. Got a bit confused. Now I'm on the correct live stream. Hope you are well. Yes, I'm well, thank you, I'm sure. Well, I hope all of us are. And it's great to see you. Sorry you ended up in another live stream somewhere. Glad it wasn't better, because I'm glad you're here back with us today. Good to have you with us. Laura says she loves that photo of me and Reverend Joe with Francis in the background. Yes, I'm rather fond of that, actually. Heather took that photo, I think. And I always feel I'm not at my best in photos, but it's really nice, actually, with a different perspective, I think. And it's good to have many of us in these photos. So I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it. Richards joins us. Good afternoon to all. Lovely to have you check in there, Richard, with us as ever. And I hope your afternoon is going well. Amy, so lovely to see you. Lovely to see you. It's great that you join us on the live stream. And I hope your weekend has been good, and hope to see you in St. John's sometime soon if you can. But it's really good that you are here. Vanessa joins us saying hello as she says, I couldn't be with you in St. John's this morning. Missed you all. Yes, well, we missed you, Vanessa. We really did. But it's lovely to have that message from you, for you to join us on the live stream. And thanks for saying you stand for the PCC again. You're voted on, as if there was any doubt. Ruth joins us. Good afternoon from a sunny York, she says. And Ruth, just to let you know, we were remembering Bethan and Yosef because it's just over a year since they got married. So thinking of you all, and I hope you're good. And it's great to have you more weeks than not. Always great to have you. So let's have a look. Aileen. Aileen joins us from Florida in the United States. She says, I hope to be there on May the 26th for the first time. Well, Aileen, we're delighted that you've joined us online. You will be very, very, very welcome at St. John's, 10 o'clock in Cardiff, on that Sunday morning. I'll look at the rota and see who's on. But do say hello. And it's great to have you with us and anticipating that. Tayo is next. Tayo, it's so good to have you here. Tayo says, hey, recovering from my birthday yesterday. Tayo, I didn't realise it was your birthday. Happy birthday, Tayo. And I'm glad you're recovering. I'm sort of glad that you've got something to recover from, and I hope you're feeling stronger as the day goes on. Great to have you with us. So from Tayo in Cardiff to Myrta in Montevideo in South America in Uruguay. And Tayo says, hello, everyone. Well, hello to you, Myrta. It's lovely to see you. Of course, as we move into spring, Myrta moves into autumn, and it's cold and cloudy in Montevideo today. Oh, bless you. Bless you. I have to say, it's not that warm here either. I'll look up the temperatures later, but it's about 11 degrees here. We may be operating on a similar temperature. I'm not sure. Myrta says, I've just arrived from the Anglican Church in Montevideo. So, oh, it's so lovely to have you with us, Myrta. And Laura says, yep, it's kind of cool and cloudy here too. I think she's replying there to Myrta. Quite so. We're all in the same boat, I think, weather-wise today. Well, those are the people online. But if you're listening on the phone, it's great to have you with us as well. So a special welcome if you're listening on the phone. Regular worshippers will know it's 24 hours a day. You just dial it up and it plays. 02920 101 565. So hello to Joyce. Hello to Vanette. Missing you. Hello to Christabel, Iris, Jane and Jane's friends. And to Ivy. Each and every one of you is welcome. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God as well as each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life with Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter, and it was recorded for us by Evan, our treasurer and tower captain.
Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things that are above, where he reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from St. John's Gospel. It's read for us by Quentin, who until about 3 hours ago was one of our church wardens, but at the annual vestry meeting, it's where people change posts, so Quentin can now enjoy something of his retirement as Sally steps up into the frame. But Quentin it is who is reading the reading from St. John's Gospel, and I'm going to let him introduce it.
John's Gospel. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father."
So that was John chapter 10 from verse 11. And now we have Heather with her address.
Life as a shepherd in Israel at the time of Jesus wasn't easy. Sheep were prey to all sorts of hazards, including the predatory wolves that Jesus mentions in the Gospel passage. The shepherd is responsible not only for keeping the sheep alive, but for ensuring they thrive, finding them good pasture, water, keeping them free of disease. If you read Psalm 23, you will see a beautiful image of God as shepherd. God provides food, water, safe passage, and a secure home. So why do we ever worry? With the Lord as our shepherd, we really don't want for anything. That's easy to say, isn't it? But we know that fear and anxiety are part of the human condition. Who wouldn't be afraid when wolves were circling the enclosure? Who wouldn't be afraid when the person who is supposed to protect you runs away? But Jesus gives us a promise. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus is not going to run away when the wolves come, so you don't need to be afraid. Those of us who didn't have the privilege of growing up on or near farms can have a rather sanitised view of caring for animals. Even today, it's hard. It's physically demanding. It means long days, few, if any, holidays. It's smelly and mucky. You will be cold and tired and sometimes heartbroken. And this is the life Jesus identifies with. This is how much he loves us and cares for us. But more than that, he knows us and expects us to know him. He says in verse 14, "I know my own, and my own know me." In those days, flocks of sheep were not kept separate from each other. Different flocks would often mingle, but the Good Shepherd didn't lose his sheep amongst the others. This passage, and others like it, illustrates an extraordinary relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, and therefore between Jesus and us. Jesus is your shepherd. He knows who you are, and all you have to do is follow him. But Jesus didn't limit the flock to the disciples or the people in his immediate vicinity, or even to the Jews. In verse 16, he says, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." So it's clear Jesus's ministry, his love and his sacrifice are for everyone. Whatever the divisions we face and the divisions that humanity has faced, let's be honest, the divisions of race, creed, gender, sexuality, nationality that we have created, Jesus will do away with. We are all united into one flock as followers of Jesus. So in the days ahead, when you get anxious or worried, just remember that you have a shepherd who is guarding you, who laid down his life for you, and who will not run away when the wolves come. All you have to do is follow him.
Thank you, Heather, and great to hear that today. So we come now to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone who is on your heart or on your mind or any situation on your mind, if you would like us to pray for your intention in real time, do send us a message through Facebook or YouTube. Do remember, of course, it is a public platform, so what you write there can be seen pretty much by anyone. But we'll try to pray for your intention in real time if you want to send one along. We've made a promise and a commitment to pray for and with each other. And so here's a reminder of that promise now.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. And so, O God, we give you thanks for this good day. We thank you for this community of St. John, for each and every one of us, here on the live stream, here on the phone, and in our church building this morning and this evening. We pray for all who have gone before us, worshipping in this church. We thank you for them. We pray for Cardiff. We pray for those who are anxious, lonely and depressed. For those who sleep on our city's streets. We ask for your blessing on them. We continue to pray for the people of Yemen and all those caught up in a civil war. We cry, O Lord, out to you for the destruction in Gaza, in Palestine, for the hurt of the people whose relatives were kidnapped by Hamas. We pray, though, for an end to violence in Palestine, the Holy Land, Israel, Gaza. We pray for Ukraine, for everyone dispossessed or moved on or whose lives have been shattered. We pray for the people of Russia. We pray for the peacemakers in the world. And we ask for your blessing upon them. With Ruth, we pray for all missing persons and for their families. We pray for the police and for everyone who seeks to find them. We pray, O Lord, for the issues which have led them to go missing. We thank you for our loved ones, for those who care for us and for those whom we love. We hold before you, O God, the people of India as they continue with their election. And we pray for the people of Taiwan, the people of Hong Kong, and the Uyghurs in China, who are all fearful of China's might. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, and amongst them, Glenys, Ruth Mantle, Bibi, Chris, Philip's friend, Susan Hamer. And we pray for Marilyn, Isabel's aunt Nancy, for Iris. And we commend to God Gareth, who died a couple of weeks ago. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we gather together our thoughts and our prayers by saying the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you all for being with us today in St. John's. At the start of the service, Aileen had said, "Hello from Florida in the USA. I hope to be there on the 26th of May for the first time." Well, I've had a quick look up. The 26th of May is Trinity Sunday. And as far as I can tell, I'm presiding and our assistant priest, Joe, is preaching. And I think Heather and Rob will be there. So we look forward to meeting you if you can get to us at 10 in the morning. It's a long way. We'll try and make it worth your while. For the rest of us between now and May, well, if you'd like to join us for evening prayer any weekday, send me an email. I'll send you the link, because we do it on Zoom at 5 o'clock in UK time. This week, we'll have our usual Friday 12 noon Eucharist at St. John's. Next Sunday, we'll be back at St. John's at 10, on the live stream at 4, on the phones 1 hour later. And as for tonight, as next week, we'll be back in St. John's to round the day off with Evensong at 6 p.m. However you join us, whenever you join us, it's great to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end today, as we always do, with some photos. As I've said, it was our annual vestry meeting. So there's some lovely photos which Heather took of us doing our meeting. There's even one or two of me, I think, doing my thing there, talking about the particular subjects we needed to introduce. We hope you like them, and we wish each and every one of you a gentle, happy and blessed week. I'm off to St. John's in a minute to preach at Evensong, where we'll be talking about bees. We're all very pastoral this Sunday. So, friends, go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendiddiog, chi.